Every spring, Marshall County plays host to one of the longest indigenous singing events in the country. The annual Big Singing is a tradition that has stayed largely the same since the 1800s. Rose Kristen Presson explores the history and significance of Marshall County's Big Singing.
It's Monday night in Marshall County's courthouse. 10 people sit in the circuit courtroom, benches and seats and portraits of past clerks around them as they practice.
You've got four beats there.
That's Gene Gilliland. He's helping to lead some newcomers to this style of singing. It's called shape note singing. Remember the Sound of Music? Well, this type of singing only uses mi, fa, so, and la. And to annotate each syllable, there's a shape. Gene Gilliland explains how he was taught to interpret them.
He says, fa is shaped like an arrow that's pointing far away. He says, so is round like a seed that you sow. He said, me is shaped like a diamond that I want to give me. And as a good Baptist, he said, and law is square and rigid. There is no grace in law.
Shape note singing was popular in New England a few centuries ago. There's little evidence of it, though, because many traditions are passed down orally. But one of the few books of shape note singing is called Southern Harmony, and that's what they use at Benton's Big Singing. The Southern Harmony book came to Western Kentucky when a family by the name of Lemon moved in covered wagon from North Carolina to Marshall County. One of the kids, James, decided to continue singing hymns from the book well into his adulthood. That became the Big Singing. Ralph Paris is leading much of the practice tonight. He's the director at large of the Association for the Preservation of Southern Harmony Singing. He's come to all but two of the Big Singing since 1960. Paris says his favorite part of the Big Singing now is the more challenging songs.
At Big Singing, there'll be someone from somewhere, and he'll pick a selection that no one's ever tried in the book. So just the exercise of learning that from ground zero and then testing your note reading skills is what I enjoy.
Today, more outsiders and locals come to Big Singing. Gilliland says it's mostly populated by musicologists and hymnologists because
the National Music Council said that the Big Singing that we have here started back in 1884 is the longest indigenous musical tradition in the nation. So it has a unique place in music history.
Dr. Stephen Sheeran is a professor of musicology at Middle Tennessee State University. He's attended a few of Benton's Big Singings. He says his first time was on a road trip while he was an undergrad at Northwestern University in the 70s.
For me, it was in part homesickness for the South generally. But also I was attracted to the music, to the community, and to the experience, both as a musician and a Southerner, and as a sort of a born-ing historian.
Sheeran specializes in Southern harmony and sacred harp music, both Southern Christian a cappella styles, and says regional culture and history manages to be preserved in the music. He says the Big Singing in Benton was, for decades, the only known place in the U.S. where this music was sung. For Sheeran, the Big Singing wasn't like anything he'd seen before as a music student.
They invited us into the area with the singers there around the bench in the courthouse. And we were allowed to lead, and this was very unusual at that time.
Really, anyone can lead. The way shape note singing works is that the leader defines the pitch. The whole group sings the song in syllables. And then the group sings the lyrics in unison. And when a few hundred more people join in on Sunday, it'll sound more like for WKMS News, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.
This year's Big Singing takes place today at the Marshall County Courthouse on Benton's downtown square. It's free and open to the public anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.